For the most part, school board members say they see eye to eye with what the Master Planning Committee has recommended. Still up in the air is whether to move Dozier Field to the east and whether the district should build its own indoor field house. School board member Tandy Knauer says besides those issues, the board is behind the committee's recommendations.
80% of what we're looking at is exactly what the Master Planning Committee has been talking about for 6 months, which is basically demolishing Treasure Mountain, building a 5-6 at the Ecker campus, and remodeling the high school. I think, you know, there's some outstanding areas that we still need to discuss. I mean, we took a straw poll, but that certainly we still have a week or two to change our minds. And we're obviously looking at, do we go south or west with the high school, which impacts what we do to Dozier. And that's really kind of a small piece of it. I mean, it seems like a big piece, but when you look at financially and academically what we're doing, it's really a pretty small piece.
Preliminary cost estimates show that it could be a draw whether Dozier Field stays where it is or gets moved. Knauer says the board is still sorting through those numbers.
The numbers that we were given show that moving Dozier costs more, but you know how numbers can be. I mean, if you start building locker rooms in three different places, so there's a lot we need to look at, and I think we're trying to sift through those numbers right now.
For those who don't want to see Dozier Field moved, board member Phil Kaplan responds that it just makes more sense to move it, and Knauer says it could eliminate a problem with crowded high school hallways.
One, it just made more sense architecturally and academically in terms of the flow of students through the building, which is academics being the board's number one concern. Secondly, it allows for the future since, you know, this board has to be a steward for whoever takes over, you know, 10 or 20 years from now. And thirdly, it did allow us to create an athletic area on the campus that makes a lot more sense. And then we believe that it makes more sense from a traffic perspective.
I was kind of concerned when I saw those really long hallways as in the picture from the south, it just smelled like Treasure Mountain to me. And if you've been at Treasure Mountain with that U shape and the students changing, there's the flow of traffic is terrible. I mean, that's one of the reasons that Treasure Mountain needs to go. It's just it doesn't accommodate students changing class very well.
While Master Planning Committee co-chairman Rory Murphy expressed concern that moving Dozier could defeat the bond, Knauer says that's hard to say. Kaplan says it's the board's job to do what's right for the entire district.
Obviously, I've only been on the board for about 6 weeks of what's been about a year process. But just even in the 6 weeks, I have seen people on every side of every possible decision. So at the end of the day, that's why you elect a school board, is to be able to make those kinds of tough decisions. And we will do it through the lens of what is right for our kids.
Even if a $50 million bond was floated and the district used $10 million from its savings, that's still not enough money to build an indoor field house. Kaplan says after the school board meets on Tuesday, they'll have a list of projects prioritized and an amount that it will need to bond for.
The taxpayer impact is a direct product of the total ticket price. So the process is decide the ticket price, and then we will have a really clear number for taxpayer impact.
The reason for all of this new building is to close the achievement gap while elevating the district's national ranking to meet its goal of being in the top 10% of the country.
We're driven by a learning plan, which was put together by the superintendent, that has the goals of closing the achievement gap as well as staying high with our high students, basically keeping where we're at or even improving on that. And facilities need to mirror what you're doing with a learning plan. So, for example, if we're trying to close the achievement gap, and one of the methods to do that we're bringing in is all-day kindergarten, then we need to have more space. So once you make determinations on where you want to go academically, you often have to follow that with some sort of facilities plan.
And I agree with what Tanya said. The all-day kindergarten, the grade realignment, were each done for the purposes of delivering the best academic product. And the facilities plan price tag is heavily being driven by our capacity needs, which reflect both the growth of the student population and the academic priorities.
The Park City School Board meets on Tuesday at 4 o'clock to review the information that the board asked for during its retreat. The school board will take public input at 5:30. The links to the studies can be found online at kpcw.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.